In the late 70s, Sandra Clifton was the in-demand psychic in Los Angeles. Her radio show covered Southwest markets. She was a top-rated guest on AM Los Angeles. And her books attracted a faithful following.
I started searching for power and for something that could make me feel worthwhile and worthy. And they say, it doesn't matter what you think. Let in anything you want. Be present in the moment. Let the presence come in, but they don't say whose presence, what presence.
Sandra was an unlikely recruit to New Age philosophy. She was raised in a strong Christian home. But later, she became trapped in an abusive marriage. She began looking for an emotional escape. She found it by watching horror movies and browsing through occult books.
During that time in that marriage, I totally lost contact with the Lord. We dropped out of church. I did not pray. He was not even on my radar screen. I started to replace the Lord with horror movies.
After 5 years, Sandra's marriage ended in divorce. Suddenly, Sandra went from being an abused housewife to a single woman searching for identity. She met with a psychologist in hopes of finding direction.
I'm hurting from a divorce. Not only that, but I sense what people are thinking, and I just need some help here. And I looked over at him, and he did not give 2 cents what I was giving him. Instead, his mind seems to be on, and the word came to my mind, Virginia. And I thought, Virginia? Well, that's his mistress. And it's just something I knew. And I said to him, interrupting him, I said, listen, you're thinking about Virginia. I'm paying you $50, and I'm not getting any help. What's going on here?
Sandra says this is the first time she was able to read someone's mind. The psychologist immediately ended the session. He referred Sandra to a local university conducting research on paranormal phenomenon.
The head of the program hands me a letter and she says, read this. Well, she didn't mean open it and just read the words. She meant, that was a term they used for psychic. Tell me what is in that letter. Who wrote it? What were they about? And I took it and I just instantly knew. And it was very addictive. Because not only was I stamped and approved, but I was needed. Okay, let's put you to work on some police cases to see if you can find missing persons.
Sandra became more in tune with her psychic abilities. Yet one night, Sandra had an eerie feeling as she looked over the faces of a serial killer's victims.
I knew somehow deep within me, something's wrong here. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. During that time, I kept searching. Who am I? What's going on? Why am I on this earth? Is it just to find dead bodies? Is it just to be tested in a lab like a rat?
Sandra thought that delving deeper into occult research would provide the answers. Her psychic abilities went from a hobby to a career. She made regular television appearances and held conferences on the power of the mind. That's where she met her husband, Terry.
And we thought we were doing good at the time. We thought, I love my wife. She's the only beautiful woman in the whole world. And I thought she was just doing wonderful things for people.
The more TV shows I did, though, the more I realized I thought I had a mission. This is great. There's a big audience out there I can reach. And one of my messages was that you can be your own boss.
She looked commanding on the outside, just like the message she conveyed. But on the inside, there was still something missing.
As a speaker, when you're doing the circuits, you get your sort of a spiel going. So I said, hey, do you know how powerful you are? And all of a sudden, as I was to launch into my speech, teaching them mind power, I saw all around me a cone of light. It was so bright. And I heard a voice audibly, not just in my head, audibly. I recognized the voice. It was Jesus from my childhood. And he said, Sandra, do you know how powerful I am?
Sandra regained her composure and finished her speech. Terry was in the audience and could tell that something had happened. For the first time, Terry and Sandra decided to pray to God together.
We were just reaching out and saying, God, what is going on?
We heard that still small voice of Jesus who said, Jesus. And it was as if a wind just rushed through our apartment and we were both knocked to the floor.
really literally knocked us off our couch. And for me, that was really a new experience.
And we felt this incredible joy. It defied all explanation because here we were, flat broke, hardly anything in the cupboard. I'm deciding to walk away from the major source of income.
We knew it was God. We knew it was the Lord.
And I tell you, it was like a 3-day and night honeymoon with Jesus. We didn't sleep. I don't even think we ate. That took care of that. But we were so happy.
They packed up and moved to Boston in search of a new way of life.
And there was this big sign that said, help wanted. And baker and counter worker. And then we thought, well, this is for us. Nowhere else to go.
When we came to Christ, there was a truth source. There was the Bible. It gave us direction and a comfort to knowing that there was somebody greater than us.
There's all the difference in the world between searching in when you're in the New Age and a cult, because what your search in that context is inward. Who am I? What is my role in the universe? And when you come to Christ, suddenly it becomes important for you to find out who He is, and from it then you find out who you are. It's no longer a dog and pony show where you have to prove that you're the greatest thing with a bag of chips in your hand. When you come to Christ, there's that peace He offers you. I'll take care of it.
Sandra recently finished her book, From New Age to New Life. In it, she shares her journey of finding truth in Jesus Christ.
We were going through some pictures from way back when, and I thought, oh, if I were God, I would have just gone, get rid of those two. But He didn't. Even though at the time we were so self-involved, but He worked with us. And I'm convinced nobody is impossibly lost. My favorite Bible verse is that you are complete in Him who's the head of all principalities.